Many investors who leveraged that cash trade are now asking, is now the time to make a move? If so, do I want to go all in?
Welcome to Views from the Desk, a special edition of the BMO ETFs podcast. In these timely episodes, we provide the latest investment news and commentary on the markets, the economy, and investing. Brought to you by BMO Global Asset Management.
The higher-for-longer narrative continues. In today's episode, portfolio managers Matt Montemuro, Om Kolmulkar, and your host Mackenzie Box analyze the rate cut delays and where central bank policy expectations are diverging. They also discuss the Canadian dollar, oil, longer duration bonds, and covered call strategies. Before we hear from the team, please consider subscribing to Views from the Desk on your preferred podcast platform. And for many more ETF insights and resources, visit BMOETFs.com. That's BMOETFS.com.
Hello, and welcome back to our BMO ETFs Weekly Insights podcast with our ETF portfolio management team. I'm today's host, Mackenzie Box, and product at BMO Global Asset Management. Today, I'm joined by Matt Montemuro and Om Kolmulkar, who are both portfolio managers on our ETF desk. So a special thank you to both of them for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Mackenzie.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
All right, well, let's dive in. Matt, we're going to start with you. We are starting to see diverging rate cut expectations between the Bank of Canada and the Fed. Can you walk us through what you are seeing in the market and how this could impact the year ahead?
Absolutely. So, you know, for much of the last year, the Bank of Canada and the Fed have been relatively aligned on policy expectations. You know, they both held rates higher for longer. And, you know, we're waiting patiently for inflation to start to cool, for growth to start to slow. So, while general expectations were aligned, you know, the market was pricing in an earlier and more aggressive cutting path for the Fed relative to the Bank of Canada. Well, you know, let's fast forward to today. You know, we've seen those expectations start to diverge. So Bank of Canada's expectations are coming in, where the Fed's expectations are moving further out into 2024, and the sheer number of cuts dropping meaningfully with, you know, potential more headwinds to come. So, you know, why is this happening? So for Canada, the Bank of Canada has been generally pleased with the progress that they've seen on taming inflation so far. You know, for 3 months now, Canadian CPI has printed below what economists had expected. This is exactly what the Bank of Canada was hoping to see. And this has been a major factor in swinging cut expectations from July, September, to a now 61% chance of a cut in June. So, you know, data has put some strong data or positive data has put June back on the table for the Bank of Canada, assuming the next inflation print does not suggest a material setback. So the Bank of Canada is well aware of the risks of keeping interest rates higher for longer and, you know, at current levels. You know, with the mortgage renewal cycle just starting to bite, you know, population growth setting to slow, and business bankruptcies on the rise, you know, there's a real need for lower interest rates in Canada specifically. It's a little bit of a different story in the US though. Economic growth continues to be robust and largely unfazed by higher interest rates. You know, the case for rate cuts south of the border was always to, you know, facilitate that soft landing rather than relieve pain of households that we're seeing more so in Canada. You know, that said, those rate cuts are conditional on inflation and inflation normalizing. Problem being, recent inflation data has been poor and they seem to be lacking progress. Inflation continues to be stickier and more stubborn than expected. Because of this, the higher for longer narrative is back in vogue now. We're starting to hear that come back for a while. You know, we were saying, oh, we're going to see cuts. Now higher for longer is now, you know, back on the table and something that is being regularly talked to about the Fed. So while the market isn't close to pricing in hikes for this year, so the pendulum is not fully swinging, The first cut has been really pushed out. And as of this morning, that first cut is now being priced into November. So that is the furthest that we've seen a rate cut pushed out in the US. So all the way to November. Earlier this year, we were talking about, you know, potential March or April cuts. Now we're looking at November. And let's remember, while the Fed doesn't explicitly consider this, historically, they've been very quiet during election years, right around that November timeline. So if they don't hike this summer, as the market currently doesn't expect them to, will they even consider hiking in the run-up of the election, September, October, November? You know, that's a pretty heavy headwinds for the Fed to consider. So right now, the market is pricing in a November hike with 1.6 hikes this year. So this is by far the fewest number of hikes that we've seen priced into the market. So again, that once optimism has now swung to pessimism. We'll see if it finds its way back in the middle, but this is definitely the most pessimistic we have seen the market price in rate cut expectations for the US. So this is a large divergence in expectations now between Canada and the US. So this could mean that we see some near-term weakness in the Canadian dollar versus the US dollar. So if you're considering, you know, a hedged versus unhedged decision within your portfolio, you know, specifically if you look on the fixed income side, let's say you own ZMU, the BMO midterm US IG corporate bond hedged to CAD ETF, you may want to consider getting that same exposure, but looking at the unhedged version, ZIC, so allowing you to take advantage of a potential appreciation of the US dollar. From a duration standpoint, you may want to stay short if the US is going to be staying higher for longer with those expectations getting pushed out. You know, that short duration positioning, that protection on the short end may continue to be very attractive for investors. So, you know, potentially looking at something like ZSU, our BMO short-term US IG corporate bond hedged to CAD index ETF might suit. Now, looking north of the border in Canada, it may be time, you know, because we're seeing rate cut expectations move up, it may be time to start considering adding duration to portfolios. For those investors who are sitting on that cash trade, sitting on the sidelines, it may be time to start looking at a more benchmark neutral approach, more benchmark neutral duration exposure, like ZAG, BMO Aggregate Bond Index ETF. That would help you better position your portfolio for a falling rate environment. It would allow you to still have exposure to the short end and some of that protection, but also would give you some upside if we see rates start to get cut sooner, which right now could be as soon as June. But, you know, that's what we're seeing in the market right now, a little bit of a divergence between Canada and the US for the first time in a couple of years. And, you know, this is something that I think a lot of investors might need to position their portfolios accordingly for this change.
Great. Thanks, Matt. Definitely a change of course so far this year.
What's in your vault? Our new physical gold ETFs allow investors to get direct exposure to physical gold bullion without the hassle of buying and storing the precious metal, and at a low cost. To learn more about investing in gold with BMO ETFs, visit BMOETFs.com and search for the tickers ZGLD, ZGLH, and ZGLD.U.
Om, next we're going to pass it over to you. Given the recent tensions in the Middle East, can you provide some insights into the current state of the oil market and how investors can get exposure to this space?
That's a really good question. And, you know, we have seen some recent developments, you know, which have sparked interest in the space, given what's going on in the Middle East, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. So, you know, before we dive into what's causing the significant rise in oil prices, you know, let's understand, you know, how much oil has rallied year to date. If you look from end of December till yesterday, you know, year to date, approximately oil prices have gone up 24%, which is a significant increase in a very short term period. Now, there are two main drivers. If we can start on the supply side and then, you know, work our way towards the other side, which is the demand side. So on the supply side, we have seen, you know, supply constraints have emerged as one of the significant drivers for this rally in oil prices. OPEC Plus, which is a group of countries that control oil, their members have remained steadfast in their commitment to supply restrictions. So they've maintained a collective reduction of approximately 2 to 2.2 million barrels per day. So that's a significant hit on the supply side of things. On top of it, geopolitical tensions, you know, as you mentioned in the Middle East, we saw Iran and Israel's escalating situation there. Furthermore, we saw Ukraine attacking some of Russia's energy depots, which have heightened concerns for potential disruption in oil flows. So, you know, in the Middle East, if we see these tensions escalate even further, you know, you can see more sanctions, you can see on Iran, which could further put stress on the supply side of the things. On top of it, we have seen attacks on refining facilities in Europe. So we have seen Russian refining facilities get attacked. Again, that is causing a lot more concern on the supply side of things. It is a bit more fragile on that side. Now, moving on to the demand side, despite, you know, apprehensions regarding economic slowdown, you know, mainly in the US, you know, we have seen global demand for oil remain very resilient. Strong economic indicators, strong payroll numbers, and ample liquidity in the credit market, mainly in the one of the biggest consuming regions, which is the United States, has kept demand for oil at an all-time high. And we have seen forecasts where the global demand for growth could surpass kind of the initial expectations and outpace the supply. Having said that, you know, it is still, you know, a very volatile or very fluid situation. So investors may consider adapting different strategies to get that exposure. Like I mentioned before, factors such as, you know, ongoing Middle East tension, supply disruptions pose a threat to oil prices on the upside, of course. However, it is very important for investors to remain vigilant and monitor the developments closely, because you can see other factors such as, you know, OPEC countries coming in and saying, you know, they don't want to reduce their supply anymore and can flood the market again, as we have seen previously pre-COVID. So, you know, there are two ways to get that exposure. First one is ZWEN, Z-W-E-N, which is the BMO Covered Call Energy ETF, which provides a good balance between income and growth with an 8% annualized yield and a global exposure. So you get global energy sector companies, and you get a yield of about 8% through the covered call sleeve. For investors who are looking for more of a growth side of the exposure, there's ZEO, which is the BMO Equal Weight Oil and Gas Index ETF, which provides Canadian exposure, so Canadian energy exposure, with a yield of 4%. So it really depends on the investment objective and the risk tolerance for investors. But these are two good ways to get that energy exposure, given some of the recent highlights in the space.
Great. Thanks, Om. And Matt, you kind of alluded to this earlier. With so much uncertainty in the markets, where can investors look for protection while positioning themselves for the potential of falling rates?
On the fixed income side, you know, following up of what Om was saying about the escalating conflict in the Middle East and in between Ukraine and Russia. So, you know, while we are seeing diverging rate expectations, with the Bank of Canada seeming to be moving straight ahead toward cuts this summer, I think that's a pretty firm expectation. You know, many investors have pondered whether, you know, now's the right time to start adding duration to their portfolios. You know, for many investors, you know, a lot of the conversations that I have, you know, they don't necessarily want to make the call too early. You don't want to be too early to that party and kind of have some downside risk, given the volatility and the continued volatility that we've seen in markets. You know, in addition to the volatility that we saw to start the year, We're now adding in some pretty significant geopolitical concerns that, you know, have continued to engulf, you know, all the headlines in the news and have led to a pretty significant risk off tone and sell off in the market. So, you know, I think there's a lot of investors who are starting to become quite weary of some of the downside that we might be seeing in markets due to if the geopolitical concerns continue to get escalated, if they continue to move, you know, throughout the spring into the summer and beyond. I think there's a lot of concerns on the horizon. You know, so if this does continue or it escalates, you know, many investors are, you know, walking a tightrope right now where they want to stay protected from some on the credit side. You know, they want to have some of that downside credit protection, while also wanting to add some duration to portfolios to take advantage of falling rates, if that's what's going to come to fruition in Canada. So, you know, many investors who leverage that cash trade are now asking, is now the time to make a move? If so, do I want to go all in? You know, I still want to be safe. I still want to have some security. You know, what are my options here if I want to play, one, the duration game, but also don't want to take on much risk? But at the end of the day, yield is still a factor for a lot of investors. So maybe I don't want to go pure government exposure. So in that case, you know, investors can look at one of our unique solutions on the product shelf that I think is very well positioned for the current environment. ZQB, our BMO High Quality Corporate Bond Index ETF. So this would enable investors to add some, but not a ton of duration to their portfolios. You'd be getting exposure from 1 to 10 year bonds. So again, if you're on the short end or you're on the ultra short end in the cash trade, you're going to be adding duration, adding exposure all the way to 10 years out, which is what you want in a falling rate environment, but you're still very heavily weighted to the short end. So, you know, this ETF would provide investors with a 4.75 yield to maturity and a duration of about, you know, 3.25 years. So that's about 50 basis points longer than a pure short end exposure. So while that doesn't sound like a lot, you know, the added exposure up to 10 years is helpful during a period of falling rates. You're kind of extending your duration profile and your curve, allowing you to take advantage of falling rates if and when they do come. But you're not really going all in on duration by taking on, you know, let's say the aggregate in terms of a 7 year duration. You're taking a little bit more, you're opening up your duration band, but you're not adding a significant amount going all in on that duration trade. The big benefit of this portfolio, on top of just adding that duration between 1 and 10 year securities, is the downside protection from credit, especially given the added geopolitical risk in the market right now. ZQB invests only in bonds that are A-rated and above. So that's going to insulate yourself from some of the riskier high beta names that could be more negatively impacted by increases in volatility or prolonged risk off sentiment. So, you know, that's what you're really trying to save there, is like, if there are names that are in the triple B space, maybe they're on they're teetering onto high yield. That's what you want to eliminate from the portfolio. You want to eliminate some of that volatility. So by moving up in credit, you know, you're going to allow yourself to still take advantage of an attractive yield, add some duration, but also give yourself some downside protection from that A-rated bonds and above. So, you know, for investors who are looking to improve quality, improve downside protection while adding some duration exposure without giving up too much in terms of yield, you know, ZQB, I think, is very well positioned and should be considered for a lot of investors, you know, looking for that type of interim solution while we kind of wait out to see what happens geopolitically, what happens in terms of rate cuts in both Canada and the US.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
Want to reduce the risk of market timing or increase near-term growth? Our new range of BMO structured outcome ETFs can help you dial down risk or dial up equity returns. To learn more, visit BMOETFs.com and search for the tickers ZJAN, ZOCT, ZAPR, ZUEA, or ZEBA.
Oh, moving back to you, something that I think is very topical and always on the minds of investors is income. And what are some key ways that, or key solutions tailored to provide investors with sustainable income and growth that they can look to add to their portfolios?
That's a good question. And like you mentioned, you know, it's given the inflationary period we are in, you know, income has been on top of the list for a lot of investors, and investors looking to get income out of their equity portion of their investment, you know, utilizing a covered call solution can be a smart move, you know, for investors seeking to blend that steady income with potential growth. So by anchoring, you know, a portfolio with a robust blue chip stock, so building the portfolio with blue chip stocks, complementing it with a covered call strategy, investors can achieve a reliable stream of income while retaining exposure to the upside. At BMO, we have a variety of options that exist, ranging from broad market-focused choices like ZWH, which is BMO US High Dividend Covered Call ETF, and ZWC, which is BMO Canadian High Dividend Covered Call ETF, to very sector-specific ones as well, such as ZWT, which is BMO Covered Call Technology ETF, or ZWB, BMO Covered Call Bank ETF. That being said, you know, to strike the right balance between income and growth, we opt a very different solution where we only cover 50% of the portfolio, allowing the other 50% to fully participate on the upside. There are other benefits of a covered call solution where any income that is received from the call option is taxed on a capital gain account rather than on the income account. However, you know, I also understand with so many options available, selecting the most suitable one or determining its allocation within a portfolio can be a daunting task for an investor. And to address this, you know, we also have ZWQT, which is BMO Global Enhanced Income Fund ETF. And this is a comprehensive solution tailored to investors seeking a sophisticated yet a straightforward approach to sustainable income and growth. So the ETF streamlines the complexities of investing by deciding on strategic and tactical asset allocation. So, you know, I'll just list some of the benefits of ZWQT. First, it's a convenient one-stop solution, providing global exposure to strategic investments across the different suites of covered call solutions. Second is, you know, as I mentioned, strategically investing across different regions, so US, Canada, international, and sectors, so Canadian banks, technology, US banks, to enhance overall return, reduce risk, and provide that stable monthly income. And on top of it, you know, it's tactically managed to ensure agility in capturing market opportunities or any discrepancies that we see. The ETF is, you know, charges a single fee at the top level with a management fee of 65 basis points, 0.65%, you know, enabling investors to easily understand and assess their investment costs. Some of the other advantages is, one is comprehensive experience. And what I mean by that is, you know, we embrace a very collaborative philosophy when managing the solution, where we leverage a broad spectrum of expertise, including our multi-asset solutions team in the decision-making process, which helps amplify the breadth of experience, but at the same time have a multifaceted approach to investment management. And this is where, you know, we're able to have that ability to make those tactical calls on a monthly basis, moving between different sectors or even different regions. Second, I would say is at BMO, we have been managing the covered call solutions for more than a decade. So, you know, we have the understanding in terms of the nuanced intricacies and inherent risks that come in managing such a solution to ensure a smoother client experience. And finally, I would just say from a transparency perspective, very transparent in terms of what the ETF holds, what the underlying holds, and at the same time, you know, provide investors with a clear insight into the overarching strategy of how the options are managed, which allows investors, again, to make a much sound decision and see how this fits into their portfolio.
Great. Thanks, Om. Those are all the questions that we have for this week. So I just want to thank everyone for tuning in and to continue to send in their questions and comments each and every week. I also want to do a special thank you to both Matt and Om for providing some great insights and spending the last half hour with us. And with that, I wish everyone a great day and we'll see you back next week.
Thank you to Mackenzie Box, Matt Montemuro, and Om Kolmulkar for joining us on the BMO ETFs podcast. Today, we heard about the BMO High Quality Corporate Bond Index ETF, ticker ZQB, which invests in a diversified portfolio of high-quality corporate bonds with 1 to 10 years to maturity. The team also discussed the oil rally. The BMO covered call energy ETF, ticker ZWEN, invests in a diversified portfolio of energy and energy-related companies while earning call option premiums, whereas the BMO Equal Weight Oil and Gas Index ETF, ticker ZEO, provides exposure to Canadian oil and gas stocks. For more information about the other ETFs discussed in this podcast, check out the episode notes, contact your regional BMO ETF specialist, or visit the ETF Center at BMOETFs.com. That's BMOETFS.com.
Views from the Desk has been brought to you by BMO Global Asset Management.
The viewpoints expressed by the portfolio managers represent their assessment of the markets at the time of publication. Those views are subject to change without notice at any time without any kind of notice. The information contained herein is not and should not be construed as investment, tax, or legal advice to any party. Investments should be evaluated relative to the individual's investment objectives, and professional advice should be obtained with respect to any circumstance. Any statement that necessarily depends on future events may be a forward-looking statement. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. Commissions, management fees, and expenses, if any, all may be associated with investments in exchange-traded funds. Please read the ETF facts or prospectus before investing. Exchange-traded funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. BMO Global Asset Management is a brand name under which BMO Asset Management, Inc. and BMO Investments, Inc. operate.